When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's right. On your FYP, about a quarter past three. All right. It's a WIP.
Big Justice is cooked. I'm just letting you know.
We all have peaks.
I'm feeling you.
If you hit your peak by 13, it happens to everyone.
Yeah.
Yours was what, 17?
Senior year of high school, yep.
Yep.
Definitely.
Happens to the best of us.
Big Justice and AJ might be on their way down now.
Yeah.
Might be done reached his peak.
It's the Rizzler's world anyway.
Yeah. What do you think?
Are TikTok stars the new child stars, by the way? The new child actors?
Yeah, I think so. Do you think that Big Justice looks at Rizzler and is sort of annoyed because he knows
yes.
he sees online that the Rizzler, that
younger
everybody loves
the
Rizzler?
Him. Yes.
Yeah. It's funnier.
You're not cute anymore. Big Justice.
Wow.
So rough.
I'm just saying, that's how you feel when you're an older kid and you got to bring in another kid.
But he's only been famous for 3 months and Listen. He aged out of it already. At least Todd Bridges got, 8 years? Dana Plato got, you know, 8 years.
And I tell you what, they can share as many.
Well, Gary Coleman was the little one.
Yes.
Who eventually had to be replaced.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can tell us, you know, he can show as many baseball swings as he wants.
Yes.
No shot.
Yeah, no. Would you, have you done any scouting on his swing yet? It looks a little slow.
There's no power there.
Yeah.
It's a very slow swing.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. So here's what we have up on the Twitter question. Do you believe that Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback? What do you think the response is? Yes or no?
Elite quarterback?
Elite.
Oh, your favorite word. Yeah. Your favorite word.
I love arguing over elite or not elite.
I know.
The Joe Flacco argument.
Right. I think most fans are realistic in their sort of outlook on what Jalen is, and I would say the majority of them don't believe he's an elite quarterback.
What number do you want to give me?
I'm going to go – it's not overwhelming. I'll go 60% or less.
55 say yes.
They say yes, he's an elite quarterback? Wow. I'm actually pleasantly surprised at that. I can't put him in elite status yet. I can't. I think he has the ability to get there, but I think a lot of it also has to do with him being a winning quarterback.
Sure.
I think that has more to do with putting him in an elite status versus your eye test and you're watching a guy play the position and you're saying, wow.
And
we can be honest about that. I like Jalen Hurts. I really do. And I think we can win with him. But I do realize there's a difference when I'm watching him play versus someone that I may feel like who's an elite quarterback. And you're almost, you're just amazed at things he does. Like, I've been and Jack can tell you, I've been one of the biggest critics of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but
since
this year
he came out. So much so that Harbaugh basically was offended when we had him on the show and literally told me to my face that I was wrong.
Wow.
How good he was. And I love John Harbaugh.
Right.
Yeah, but he was, and this was the year before he won his first MVP. So it wasn't after the fact. It was before he won his, it was that year when he won and Baltimore was here in training camp and they were doing the practices down there and Harbs was on the show with me and Johnny Marks. And listen, I can't spend an offseason criticizing a guy and then when he's actually in my presence, meaning his coach, not actually address it. So
absolutely.
I fessed up and told him, I'm like, hey, I'm not the biggest fan of Lamar Jackson, you know, and this, that, and the other. And he said, you're wrong. You're wrong and you're going to be wrong. He's a great quarterback.
And he's on his way to his third MVP.
On his way to his third MVP.
Right.
So I say that to say, even with that, I can admit when I'm watching Lamar Jackson, I'm seeing elite traits from Lamar Jackson.
I think the two things that stick out.
Josh Allen, Joe Burrow.
I think the two
things
that stick out with Jalen, why people are saying yes, is one is they're winning right now, which helps. The other thing is he makes big plays.
He does.
And those stick in, like, the same way the holding the ball and throwing the interception, that sticks in my head. I think for a lot of other people, it comes down to Sunday's game, is which one of those guys is the one sticking in your head? Is the guy that dodged the pass rusher and threw the touchdown to Johnny Wilson, I think it was that one.
Or Dallas Goedert,
or one of those. Or is the one who is getting sacked five times because he's not getting rid of the ball or putting the ball in harm's way? Which one is the one? So the question we're sort of asking here is which of those Jalens is the one that sticks out to you? Is he more likely to be the guy that wins you the Super Bowl or loses you the Super Bowl? Yes.
Because this is where I will give Jalen credit. And I think the winning does matter. Can you be an elite quarterback, even if you don't possess elite measurables, but you're always, you're a playoff quarterback all the time. You certainly win more than you lose. Like, there was a time when Russell Wilson was put in that elite quarterback status, and it was because he was in the playoffs every year. His teams won every year.
Now, I can tell you some of his teammates don't think he was.
Right.
Right? Yeah, that was the Richard Sherman thing, didn't think he was.
But pundits would have Russell Wilson in that elite status prior to him going to Denver. He was one of those quarterbacks that always got grandfathered into the elite status.
And he wouldn't throw that often. Now, I still think he's a better thrower than Jalen.
But hold on. Wilson went from 17, 18, 19, 20, at 34, 35, 31, 40 passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Different category.
And in 18 and 19, he had 5 interceptions and 7 while throwing for 35-plus touchdowns.
And after that second time in the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he even made it back to a conference championship game again.
His only playoff win was against Carson, right?
Yeah, so but he was still put in that elite category every year. He put up numbers.
Do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
I thought before he went to Denver, I thought for certain he was on a Hall of Fame path.
Yeah.
If he's going to play like he's playing right now in Pittsburgh and he does this and he stays there and they give him an extension, which I know Pittsburgh, he keeps playing like this the rest of the year, he's getting an extension at the end of the year.
I feel like he needs 3 good years.
Yes.
If he can do 3 good years in Pittsburgh, I feel like he's got a Hall of Fame.
I think he can get back into the Hall of Fame category. I do. Yeah.
215.
Can you believe never won an MVP? He's never won an MVP.
Well, he was almost, if you want to draw the Jalen comparison to a certain extent, he was overshadowed by that defense.
Yes.
Like, everyone gave that defense. He got a lot of credit, but everyone saw the defense as the reason that they were as good as they were. Not
his closest year was Wentz's year, by the way.
That was his closest year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, before Tom Brady ripped it from the Bronco.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Yep.
Corey in Columbus here on WIP. It always comes back to the Bronco.
Sad, man. Yeah. It's tough times.
And he ain't beat the Bronco. He beat Josh McCown. The Bronco played 1 second.
Yeah, with 2 torn hamstrings.
That's right. Yeah. It took a bunch of bums to the playoffs.
Broken back.
We still waiting for the Bronco to
fake concussion.
You know, we still waiting on him to do something in the playoffs, but that's a topic for another day. So let me read you this caption. A week full of elite quarterback matchups. That's what this caption say right here on NFL Network. A week full of elite quarterback matchups. Well, I ain't say that. That's what the NFL.
They're trying to get you to watch the games, man.
Hey man, that's cool. Hey, okay. All I know is the word elite gets thrown around too much nowadays.
I agree.
The word elite comes with resume, right? Lamar Jackson, the second MVP on his way to a third. He done threw for 25 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson is in the elite conversation.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is in the elite conversation. The reason why my argument, I don't care if people say Jalen is not elite. I'll agree with that. But the problem is when people try to say, you know, Joe Burrow is way better than him, you know, Josh Allen is way better than him. I get it. The talent and what they do on the field, like where they throw the football, that makes them look better. But this is what I say. Like Aaron Rodgers, all them dudes, they threw the ball looking good, better than 5, Drew Brees. But 5, no, that dude won. But McNabb was always taking us there. And that's how I kind of look at Jalen. You got all these elite quarterbacks in the NFL. Drew Brees, if Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer, Madison and starting and hate on the brothers. We ain't doing that.
Oh, come on. Right? Nobody here is doing that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm just saying in general, history. I ain't saying y'all. I'm just talking
about Let's talk about Jalen.
Yeah.
This is not the – look, I –
Let's not change the argument into something else. Yeah.
Come on. As long as you're not accusing anybody on this show of saying that, then we can move on to the Jalen.
No. I would never do that.
Okay.
Y'all know how I feel about y'all. I'm just saying
okay.
in general. But
right.
Jalen Hurts is a bona fide top 10 quarterback. Mm. His stats say what he's done. His resume shows it. If you don't want to say he elite, you don't want to put that on him, that's fine. I'm not going to argue with you. But he's bona fide top 10. He locked into it. Everybody put C.J. Stroud top 5. Told me last year Caleb Williams was the second thing coming to slice bread. He was supposed to be bread and butter.
I'll take him here.
Caleb Williams was supposed to be top 2. I'm looking for him. Well, he put up 3 points versus the Patriots. And look at his team. Stacked. DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore. All
got weapons.
He's got no offensive line. Why do people keep missing that?
Did Joe Burrow not have offensive line?
No.
But look what he did. But you told me he was better than all these dudes. Joe Burrow, he was delivering one of the offensive line. You elite.
Yeah, because he's special. Special elite. Quarterbacks do that.
Yeah, but Caleb Williams ain't special. You told me he was.
Yeah,
so
if he was
stop
here.
Stop putting these quarterbacks in conversations when they don't deserve it just yet. Resumes make you elite. Jordan Love is not elite.
Nope.
Neither is Caleb Williams.
No. I agree. Nope. I agree. I think if we're going to say elite, if we're going to say elite, just to have this conversation, we're going to say Mahomes.
Okay.
We're going to say Burrow. We're going to say Allen. And we're going to say Jackson.
Okay.
Is there anybody else that I'm forgetting?
Cool. Nope. Cool if you put those four.
Yeah.
But Hurts is, you putting Hurts in the same tier that you putting Justin Herbert and Matthew Jackson.
Yep.
No.
But I'm putting him in that conversation.
Yes.
Too, because resume is what makes you elite.
Well, no.
Not circumstances.
Well, I think resume does.
It's part.
Yeah.
You can't have the numbers, but you can't. Dan Marino is elite.
Yeah.
And doesn't really have the resume.
No, but he does have an MVP on his belt, and he did go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Well, you're right. He didn't win a title.
Win a title. I think.
And his numbers had to be so much better than everybody else's to be in that category.
Corey, what it comes to for me is once you get past those guys, you're really just deciding, okay, does this guy give me a better chance to win than the other guy? I think you can group them all together. But when you start looking at it, to me, if I'm talking about winning for 1 year, Stafford, I think, gives you a better chance.
Mm.
Purdy, I think, gives you a better chance. Mm. But even if you're going to put them in the same group, Herbert gives you a better chance.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have Baker Mayfield.
See, this is where you go.
But look
too
what
far.
Baker's done with that talent.
I don't give a damn about what Baker's done.
He's cooked us twice.
You want Baker over Jalen Hurts?
It's an argument.
This is my closeout statement. Every time Jalen Hurts goes up against elite quarterback, he show up and he walks.
But what about he also lost to Baker Mayfield twice? So he can do
and
Zach Wilson.
And Baker Mayfield ain't an elite quarterback. I said when he go against the elite, the Allens, the Burrows, the Mahomes, and the Jacksons. Tell me what his record is.
He's beat all them. He's beat all of them.
Blood on the grass.
But Corey, sometimes you got to beat Baker Mayfield to get to the next round of the playoffs.
Hey, my quarterback walked off the field with the lead.
Oh, he's got a losing record in the postseason. A losing record in the postseason.
The Super Bowl. He got as many wins as Dak Prescott that Spike told me was this great quarterback before the season.
No,
Spike,
I didn't.
Dak is ass.
Where you at, Spike?
I would still take a healthy Dak over Jalen.
No, no way. No way.
I would.
Really?
Yes.
Put the drop on there, Dak. Dak is ass.
No balls. Dak is ass.
All right, Corey. All right, Corey. Corey, we got it. Corey's
going to, I can just envision his veins popping out of his head.
Yeah, he couldn't take it anymore. He couldn't take it
anymore. Finally got him.
Yeah, he couldn't take it.
Chris, I like when Corey screams at me every once in a while. Chris in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Yo, what's going on, man? You know, I'm blaming ESP for some of this stuff that's going on with this irate Eagles fans, and we all confused. And you know why? Because he is the one that put out these
training camp set. Everybody all crazy. And we like, yay. And then we was like, he was like, no interceptions. And we was all hyped. And as soon as Jalen started playing, we looked, and then we seen one interception, two interceptions.
Three,
we like,
oh, four.
And I think,
Elio!
I think that he made us a little bit more hyped than we had planned to, because when you listen to Jalen's press conferences during the summer, he was like, look, I got 90% of stuff to learn. And we was like, what do you mean? And nobody believed what he was saying. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. I just think he's learning everything. And different defenses is going to – you might see him throw another interception here and there. But if he's winning, hey, look, I don't care. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you're going to care when they don't win. So yeah, do you know what I'm saying? So here's the thing, Chris, is that if you go back, and no one's ever going to do this, to Elliott's, you know, and I agree with you to some extent, to Elliott's stats, when we had him on during that, I would always say, hey, these throws, I was like, are they check down throws? And he'd say, yeah, a lot of them are check down throws. A lot of them are that. Now, by the way, I wish I saw some check down throws right yeah. now, to be honest with you.
Use them every once in a while, yeah.
But I agree with you that it put the perception, even me, I think at one point I was like, all right, I'm buying this. Maybe this is a thing.
Yeah, me too.
But I think that the question becomes is, do when he needs to do that, do you have faith that he's going to be able to do it? And I'm sick of hearing he has to clean up the turnovers. I'm sick of hearing it. If he's only going to throw the ball 20 times, we got to be one of the lowest turnover guys in the league, but by far.
But he has been improving, though. He has been improving, man.
Well, he improved for a few weeks, and he's had a couple of iffy weeks.
See, that's the problem. I think because we put him on this time schedule that we're expecting him by now to be, I don't know what we're expecting. He's on, you know.
His fifth year in the league. His fifth year in the league.
Y'all funny. All right, I got you. But technically, they only really lost one game. I mean, that's where I really look at it.
Okay.
That
wasn't Jalen's fault. He threw the ball to Saquon.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Tell him, Mike.
All right, Chris. ESP, we're going to have to see if ESP will still stand up for his training camp stats.
I think the argument... The elite thing, I'm okay. He's not there. But here's what I'll say. He has the ability to work his way into that category. I mean, if he's a, you know, four-year starter, been in the playoffs every year, he's won playoff games, like how do you not put him in that category regardless of what's around him? He's a quarterback who has to win games. He has to do things to win games. And just because he doesn't necessarily have the responsibility of carrying lesser talent on his shoulders to the playoffs, he shouldn't be penalized for that. If I'm looking at quarterbacks that's young, that I want to lead my franchise and is going to give me a chance to win, how is he not in that category? He is definitely solidified as a top 10 quarterback to me. He's solidified as a top 10 quarterback. And Baker Mayfield, get the hell out of here. I don't care if he beat him three times.
Baker's like, sip, throwing.
I like Baker.
Yeah.
There's no way you're telling me watching Baker Mayfield, you got confidence in Baker Mayfield.
Well, no, he's going to make errors too.
Yeah.
He'll make errors too. Yeah. He just has a better chance of throwing 30 touchdown passes than Jalen.
And three interceptions.
And sure. Yeah. But they both turn the ball over.
Listen, well, I'll say this. Baker takes more risk with the football than Jalen does.
He does. He's a better thrower, though, too. But he does take more risk. He absolutely does take more risk.
Yep.
Now, Jameis is a whole other category.
Wow. Now, Jameis is in a category by himself. He's the only 30-for-30 guy ever.
What a
talent.
I know that we are not a Cleveland radio station, but if we spent 4 hours just playing Jameis's interviews.
Cuts and interviews. Oh, yeah.
I would be totally fine with it.
Oh, yeah.
He was awesome 2 weeks ago. That guy talks like nobody else does.
Yeah, I love Jameis.
He's an elite talker. Elite. Top of the line. So, well, Elliott's going to have to answer for the training camp stats coming up next. He does have a take, Ike, that I think you and him are going to argue about.
Oh, my God.
We do have some audio of CJ GJ singing that we're going to have to get his opinion on. And Pat McAfee has started to turn positive on Nick Sirianni. I feel like the positive Sirianni turn is happening.
The big dumb dip one again?
That's one of those. That's one of those endorsements. You're like, what?
Yep. Really? Pat McAfee? So that's all coming up next, along with your calls. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.